This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America, our power hour. I'm Mark Levin, our number, 877-381-3811. Yes, we will take calls at the bottom of the hour. 877-381-3811. And by the way, if Mondami, God forbid, is elected, he will be worse once he's elected than when he's running for office. Then he won't have to hide a damn thing. He won't have to hide a thing. He won't be removed by his radical Marxist Islamist city council. He won't be removed by this governor who's a disgusting disgrace. He will be there. And he will do whatever the hell he wants to do. And he will say things that he wouldn't say during the election. And you might say, what about re-election? He won't care about re-election. You know who's going to take orders from, America? The Democratic Socialist Party, a.k.a. the Marxist Islamist Party, which has condemned the Trump peace plan. Condemned it. Which is why he won't praise Donald Trump. He will take his orders. He will take his orders from these people hiding in the shadows, who hate America, who hate the West, who hate our Constitution, who reject our founding, who hate the Israelis. They will hate most of the constituency who they will claim to represent with a simple word, affordability. And they're mocking you. They're laughing at you in New York City. They're laughing their berets off. They think they're fooling you. They think you're fools. Yeah, affordability. Yeah, we'll give you free transportation. Yeah, sure. That won't be a problem. Yeah, and the rest. These are the worst kind of frauds and phonies. Not people are going to fall for it because they're stupid or they want to believe or they're newly in the country or whatever. Or whatever. Now this guy Newsom in California has destroyed that state. And he's not even a Marxist Islamist. He's just a big dumb bastard. Our friends at Breitbart. Yeah. Newsom marks hostage deal by mocking Trump, Netanyahu, as dumb and dumber. And then he deletes his post. Now this is a guy. This is a guy who takes oil from his car and puts it in his hair. This is the guy who has an IQ of a negative 17. This is the guy who has all the mannerisms of Bill Clinton with the hands and the this and the that. It's a whack job. It's a chameleon. California Governor Gavin Newsom, whose official GovPress office account has been posting increasingly vicious attacks on President Donald Trump. Hey, Newsom, you're not Trump. You can't pull it off. You're a punk. You're a moron. You're low IQ. You're a failure. But he crossed the line yesterday by mocking the release of Israeli hostages. Newsom is the perfect name. In a post on X, Newsom quoted a White House post of a photograph of Trump with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and responded by adding a photograph from the movie Dumb and Dumber. The post was deleted after more than 13 hours online and after severe criticism from people who were offended that the governor of California would mock the release of 20 innocent hostages who'd been kidnapped by Hamas terrorists during the October 7 attack. This from Persian Jewess. In order to commemorate the Gaza peace deal and the freedom of 20 innocent Israeli hostages, California Governor Gavin Newsom posted memes making fun of Trump and Netanyahu. This is an elected government official in a state with a large Jewish and Israeli population. Yeah, but those Islamists, they're getting big in number out there. The post also appeared to reflect poorly on the Democratic Party, portions of which have cultivated an intense hatred of both Trump and Netanyahu. But not Hamas.
No.
The backlash would almost certainly have been even stronger had the post not been published on the Jewish holiday of Shemini Atzeret, when observant Jews are offline. The date also marks the second anniversary of the October 7 attacks on the Hebrew calendar. No apology was forthcoming from Governor Dumbass. Newsom's press office did not delete another similar post that also mocked the hostage release by drawing attention to the skin on President Trump's neck in a Time magazine cover story about the what are these guys, children? Mickey Mouse? Well, Trump didn't. No, Trump didn't do this. No. No. Newsom has thinly disguised presidential ambitions. I wonder how many facelifts that guy has had. Probably as many as Nancy Pelosi. That's just my guess. And the post will almost certainly be used by future opponents to argue that he's unfit to conduct the foreign policy or national security policy of the United States. Joe Pollack wrote this. He's a tremendous journalist, by the way. The AtGov press office is run at Newsom's direction by staffers including Izzy Garden, Izzy, or Izzy, who boasts of his role in the account and frequently engages in side skirmishes with conservative critics on social media. Well, that's about the mental capacity of that office, which means it doesn't have one. That's Newsom's contribution. He was interviewed, by the way, by a guy whose name I can't remember. He used to work at TMZ. I never heard of him, but obviously other people have. He's an African American, and he basically says to Newsom, "I can't vote for anybody who gets the support of AIPAC. What do you think of AIPAC?" And so all Newsom can say in response is, "That's interesting, very interesting." But I would say to this African-American podcaster, I will not vote for anybody that gets the backing of the NAACP. What do you think of that? I am sick and tired of people trashing Jewish organization AIPAC. I don't know a damn thing about AIPAC. I'm not a member of AIPAC. But who cares? What's the point? What's the point? What he's trying to really say, this podcaster, the African-American podcaster, I give you his name, I just can't remember it. Somehow it escaped my memory. He's attacking them because it's Jewish. Rather than attacking Jews, you attack the entity. And God forbid there's an entity like that. There are no black organizations that lobby Washington, are there, America? No. Or Asian? No, no. Or a Hispanic? No, 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 no. Nope. Have all these podcasters today attacked Hamas? You know, the Holocaust-denying anti-Semite podcasters or the radical left-wing Democrat podcasters? Have any of them? What's the name of the guy? Van Latham? Oh, Van Latham. Well, I'm sure he's very well known in radical kook circles. I don't know. Maybe he's very well known in the black community. I never heard of the guy, and I'm glad I haven't. He sounds like a schmuck. How about we get into a few other things here? Did you know Congress collected 30 million lines of phone data in the Trump January 6 probe? Did you know that? 30 million lines of phone data? You know, Mr. Producer, I still don't know how they got a hold of my emails. Remember that one? And by the way, the emails were not a problem at all. The substance didn't matter. I wasn't involved on January 6th. I wasn't involved in talking to anybody. But so what? They got my emails. I know that because the lawyer representing Fox told me they have 11 or 13 of your emails. So where the hell did they get my emails from? I still don't know. The Democrats are very worried about authoritarianism, don't you know? Oh, yes, and civil liberties and free speech. Very, very worried about it. Which is why they try to smother it with a pillow. Congress collected 30 million lines of phone data in Trump J6 probe, raising civil liberty concerns, reports our friend John Solomon. And look at that. He's on with Eric at Real America's Voice. Remember Eric, Mr. Producer? What's his last name again? Bowling. Boy, what a backstabber that guy turned out to be. Mark, please come on the show. A great one. We love you. Please come on the show. And I couldn't. Under my contract, I can't do these other shows. And he brings on Marjorie Taylor Greene constantly. Yeah, what do you think of that, Levin? Hey, what do you... I'll never forget you, buddy. I never will. And I won't attack you for the reason you were fired either. I have too much class to do to you what you do to me. And by the way, I haven't been fired by anybody. You know why, Mr. Producer? I know how to conduct myself. I know how to behave myself. It's called basics. Congressional investigators collected a stunning 30 million lines of phone data, mapping contacts between conservatives and the Trump White House in the name of investigating the January 6th Capitol breach, a massive dragnet that raises civil liberty concerns about the lack of limits on the ability of lawmakers to snoop on Americans' private phone calls. I don't have many phone calls over there, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I never have. The mountainous collection of phone records were revealed to the FBI, led by Chris Wray. Remember that guy in late 2023? By former Representative Adam Kinzinger. Remember that jerk? A GOP member of the Democrat-run House January 6th Select Committee. The cash, or cachet, if you prefer, was offered to the Bureau on the eve of the 2024 presidential election as evidence without requiring a warrant, according to an FBI document memorializing the offer that was reviewed by Just the News. The memo says Kinzinger told the FBI that the phone data had been collected by then-former Representative Denver Ringelmann, an ex-Republican who was a staffer on the Capitol Riot Committee, who later helped Hunter Biden's legal team in its efforts to cast doubt on the laptop belonging to Joe Biden's son. Denver Ringelmann, Mr. Producer? The FBI memo does not reveal whether the Bureau ever took Kinzinger up on his offer. It does reveal the sheer magnitude of a phone surveillance project the Democrats ran by using congressional subpoenas to gather phone records about America's contacts with the Trump White House. This January 6th committee violated House rules because Pelosi picked the Republicans. It violated House rules in that after the committee was done and the Republicans won the House, as you know, they destroyed so much data, you can't even count the amount of data they destroyed. In other words, a massive cover-up. The extent to which Liz Cheney was involved in witness tampering with certain witnesses, which has been alleged, that's never been pursued. There's a lot that could be pursued with this January 6th committee, a whole lot. And imagine if Politico got the text. Hey, Politico, what do you think? No, of course not. Kinzinger told the FBI the January 6th committee, quote, collected and linked a substantial amount of telephone data. It noted the FBI may already possess such data, while former Congressman Denver Ringelmann worked with the Select Committee. He had a contact and was able to obtain toll information, including for White House root or switchboard numbers via congressional subpoena, the FBI agents wrote in their memo summarizing the offer. Kinzinger noted that he, Kinzinger, did not conduct the analysis himself, but that Ringelmann had identified certain telephone connections between the numbers identified as being associated with the White House and certain individuals. What a sleazeball operation. In a post Wednesday on his Substack, Kinzinger confirmed he had the conversation with the FBI in December 2023, alerting agents to the data, but said he believed the collection of phone records was old news because the congressional subpoenas were public. Oh, look, it's old news. Move along. Move along. Massive civil liberties violation. Move along. It's like this a-hole Jack Smith, that rogue. Move along. Move along. Don't worry. Just because I was monitoring Republican senators and House members. Move along. Just because I used the law to try and take out Trump. Come on. Move along. Don't get bogged down. It's all a trap. It's all a trick. Remember, Trump, Hitler. Remember, he's backed by neo-Nazis. Remember, remember the narrative. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin. Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us on Thursday as we welcome Nick Settle, Director of Reading Electric Utility. Let's find out what's going on with our energy prices and what we should be looking for in the future. Also joining us is the Whiskeytown Environmental School and Dancing with the Stars. All of this Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m., KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 a.m., your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, the radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now doing on a fairly regular basis an analysis of the accuracy of this program. And I am pleased to announce that the firm of Goldberg, Goldberg, and Muhammad have determined that this program is accurate 99.8% of the time. I had thought it was 100% of the time, so we will strive to be perfect. 99.8% of the time is better than any other program on the air, I must tell you. And we received the official results from Goldberg, Goldberg, and Muhammad, which is a very reputable firm. And we've asked them to continue this analysis. I want to get to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson at a hearing on whether majority black congressional districts, whether that's racial gerrymandering under the 1965 Voting Rights Act. That is, whether it's racial gerrymandering as opposed to gerrymandering based on population. Cut 17, go.
I don't understand why your answer to Justice Kagan's question about is this a compelling state interest is no. The answer is obviously yes, that you have an interest in remedying the effects of racial discrimination that we identify using this tool. Whether you go too far in your remedy is another issue, right?
Your Honor, I think step zero in all of these cases, it was certainly step zero in the Robinson litigation, is the plaintiffs came in and said, we want another majority black district.
I thought they came in and said, we are not receiving equal electoral opportunity because our votes are being diluted.
Which is the same way of saying we deserve a second
majority black district. No, it's not, because that, again, just trust me on this. The second electoral or second district is a remedy that one could offer for a problem that we've identified. And the whole Robinson litigation was about identifying the problem. Is this really happening? In many, many Section 2 cases, the court says, you're wrong. You're fine. There is not an electoral opportunity being denied to you. Go away. In this case, the court said, I see. I'm looking at the factors. I appreciate what you're saying. You've proven that we have this problem. And so the next question is, how do we go about remedying it?
Here's the big battle. She is worried that this issue, this assignment of congressional districts based on race, something that was put in place 60 years ago to deal with mostly the segregated South, to ensure that blacks have representation. She's worried that that's going to be eliminated because over time it was supposed to be. And it actually waters down the influence of black voters because if you're simply in a black district and that black district is represented, as she hopes, by a black representative, you've really segregated that district and those black voters from having influence in other districts where there are also white voters, or Hispanic voters, or that sort of thing. Now, she had more to say about this that I'm going to get to when we return, and so did Clarence Thomas, as a matter of fact. This was going on in a hearing today. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you tired of online threats? Then get an antivirus. It's the only online protection you will ever need.
Disclaimer, an antivirus is just half protection online. It will not protect you from snoopers or encrypt your traffic. So get better online protection with NordVPN. NordVPN will encrypt your traffic, protect you from malware and phishing, and stop annoying ads. Save 77% on NordVPN and get 3 extra months.
great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Takeback Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress Avenue, Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Group.
Mark Levin.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program.
Voice of reason in a sea of lunacy. Mark Levin. Dial in now. 877-381-3811.
The Voting Rights Act was passed in 1965, or the Civil Rights Act of 1965, if you will. There was also one in 64. This one's different. It was intended to end the dilution of black voting. It was intended to ensure that blacks could vote, and their vote would be protected. So for the longest period of time, from 1965, certain states and certain counties, even in the Northeast, like in Pennsylvania and New England, were under the watchful eye of the federal government, which declared that there were questions. And what became clearer over time was there weren't questions, that in the Civil Rights Division, sort of radical leftists and the Democrats, when they controlled it, they didn't want to let these states and these counties out, despite all the passage of time and literally no evidence of systemic discrimination. It also provides for individual voters to be able to have a cause of action on their own to bring against the government. And there are organizations like the NAACP and others that provide lawyers and funding for those kinds of cases. There are precious few of them, just so you know. So the court ruled some time ago that this part of the Voting Rights Act was no longer necessary. There was no evidence to support it. And so, as it was expected when it was passed, over time, that was eliminated by the court. Now the question is it really pro-anti-discrimination anymore to have these districts that are like 90% black or 82% black or 94% black? Doesn't this dissipate the influence of the black vote where they could actually, from a racial perspective, and this is not my perspective, I'm just saying what the law is, from a racial perspective, could actually have influence in two districts or three districts rather than put in one? And what we were finding when I was at the Justice Department is that the NAACP and groups like that were sometimes on the same side of the state or county Republican Party, because the NAACP was focused on how many black representatives they would have out of black districts. And the Republicans said, that's fine by us. Do not spread these communities into other communities where we might lose congressional districts. Again, it's not my view. This is what was taking place. And to some extent, it's still taking place. Which is why if a justice rules that, no, these districts where you're loading them up with one minority or another, it's unacceptable because you're actually diluting the strength from that racial or ethnic perspective. In other words, one man, one vote. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is fighting for allowing the remedy of what I'll call almost purely black districts. And what's happening is there's now pushback like, why? How does that help? Cut 18, go.
I guess I'm thinking of it, of the fact that remedial action, absent discriminatory intent, is really not a new idea in the civil rights laws.
And what she's saying is even if the intent isn't discriminatory, we need these black districts. We need them anyway. Because a white representative can't properly represent a black community. This is what she's saying, effectively. And the counter to that that's being argued and has been argued is, wait a minute, that's not how this works. It's not how it's supposed to work. That's not the purpose of the Voting Rights Act. For somebody to draw such a conclusion based on stereotypes, go ahead.
A very digmatic example of this is something like the ADA. Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act against the backdrop of a world that was generally not accessible to people with disabilities. And so it was discriminatory in effect because these folks were not able to access these buildings. And it didn't matter whether the person who built the building or the person who owned the building intended for them to be exclusionary. That's irrelevant. Congress said the facilities have to be made equally open to people with disabilities if readily possible. I guess I don't understand why that's not what's happening here.
I'll tell you why. Because this is actually quite astonishing that she would say this, to use a stereotype like this. Truly. But that's her view of the world. She's a radical leftist. Talk about physical disabilities. The fact of your skin color is not a physical disability. It may have been at one time. There's no question about it. And people will say, well, it's latent, it's not so open, and so forth and so on. But a physical disability is forever. And there are black people and white people who get along, who agree with each other, who have the same objectives, who even have the same politics, even intermarry. The problem is they have no evidence to demonstrate that these singularly, you know, one-color districts, whether they're almost all white or all black or all this or all that, do in fact benefit the people that they are quote-unquote supposed to benefit. What you find is that the power structure, those individuals who represent these districts, those individuals who want to have a sure victory in these districts, many of them are the ones jumping up and down. Many of them are the ones who are really doing this because they want a certain type of power structure. Go ahead.
In Section 2, is that we are responding to current-day manifestations of past and present decisions that disadvantage minorities and make it so that they don't have equal access to the voting system, right? They're disabled. In fact, we use the word disable in Milligan. We say that's a way in which you see that these processes are not equally open.
Mm-hmm. So she wants this remedy there, and she wants to keep it legal and constitutionalized. That is basically single-race districts. And what the administration is saying, no. Maybe there was a time for that, no question. But that law was not expected to be in existence in perpetuity. And you don't have any evidence other than your suppositions and stereotypes to suggest so. All right. Let us go to Clarence Thomas in the Louisiana Solicitor General, actually, is the one challenging this, Benjamin Aguinaga. Go ahead.
What role did Robinson play in the development of SB 8?
Justice Thomas, Robinson is the only reason SB 8 exists. We fought tooth and nail in the Robinson litigation itself in telling the courts that we did not think the Constitution permitted us to draw a second majority black district.
Now stop right there. By the way, SB 8 is shorthand for these congressional districts, or the redistricting plan, I should say, in Louisiana. And so their Solicitor General, Louisiana, St. Robinson, a Supreme Court decision, is the only reason these districts exist the way that they exist. We fought tooth and nail in the Robinson litigation itself in telling the courts that we did not think the Constitution permitted us to draw a second black majority district, as you know, under protest. And again, people might say, well, why not? And the reason is you water down the black vote in other districts when you build districts, gerrymand them in a way where they are mostly black or mostly white, for that matter. But I want to talk about, you know, African Americans here. And so there is a real downside, a lot of people believe, to continuing with this. Go ahead.
SB 8, because the threat was that the federal courts were going to do it if we didn't. And that's, I mean, I think that's the best way to conceive of why SB 8 exists. We would never pass SB 8 in the first instance without Robinson, Justice Thomas.
What were the findings in Robinson?
The finding by the Middle District in Robinson was that the plaintiffs in this case were likely to show a violation of Section 2. And the likely violation, and I'm using very broad terminology because I do not know what the underlying violation is. I can't articulate that for you, Justice Thomas, because I don't think anybody can. But I think the finding in the district court's mind in that case was that the likelihood of a Section 2 violation meant that a majority black district was required, a second one. And I think, like, that was the bottom line. And when our legislature saw that, we understood the marching order, and that's why you see SB 8 as it exists today.
All right. Principal Deputy Solicitor General Hashim Mupan on this hearing, questioned by Sonia Sotomayor, Cut 20, go.
Could control for partisan effect. There was racially polarized voting even within the Democratic Party. That's where Section 2 matters, where you have a reason to think that a racial group is being treated.
You have proof of that here, too. You have proof of that here.
No, you don't. What you have here is that Republicans and Democrats are different. There's no...
You have some that even white Republicans or white Democrats won't vote for black candidates.
Right, but if these were white Democrats, there's no reason to think they would have a second district. None. And so what is happening here is their argument is because these Democrats happen to be black, they get a second district. If they were all white, we all agree they wouldn't get a second district. That is literally the definition of race subordinating traditional principles.
Okay, you understand that? It's the Democrat Party, he says, that wants an additional black district. If it was mostly white, nobody would care. But it's the Democrat Party. He's saying it's a power play, in effect. These arguments really, I can understand them 20, 30, 40 years ago. I don't really think they cut the mustard today. I really don't. And I do think it is really quite discriminatory against a black population when they may have the ability to influence other congressional districts, but they're all being pushed into one or two districts. I think that's a huge mistake to continue to do that. And I also think it's unconstitutional. You know, some Wall Street insiders are making a stunning prediction. They believe gold might hit $7,000 an ounce. I have no idea. You know what it is today? $4,230 an ounce. You know what it was last week? Under $4,000 an ounce. You know what it was 18 months ago? $2,800 a month. An ounce. You know what it was 2 years ago? $1,900 an ounce. You might say, well, I've missed the high. You haven't missed anything yet. Veteran investors, many economists believe the dollar is weak. And by that, I mean paper money. Paper money. Washington can't stop printing trillions and trillions like there's no tomorrow. And they have no plan in stopping. Even some central banks are loading up on gold. Hand over fist. They seem to know what I know. What I'm conveying to you, paper money is paper money. You need to diversify. Diversify with physical gold and or silver. And that's why I tell you about monetary gold. 25 years in business, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, top five in the nation on consumer affairs and retirement living, over 100 years of combined experience helping Americans just like you. The only way to help protect yourself from a possible significant diminution in the value of paper money is with diversification. Gold, physical gold and silver. Call my friends at Monetary Gold. They're the best. They're very highly rated. They're transparent. Their number is 877-NOW-GOLD. Call them right now. Don't keep waiting. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Or visit MarkLovesGold.com. MarkLovesGold.com. Again, 877-NOW-GOLD or MarkLovesGold.com. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Our society works, folks, because of the freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment. Everyday Americans should be able to speak openly about family, traditional values, without retribution from the government. That's a principle Pure Talk proudly supports. They sponsor my show, which allows me to stand strong behind the microphone every day and share the truth with you. If you want to support brands that defend freedom and pro-American values, I encourage you to switch your wireless service to Pure Talk. You're going to get great 5G coverage on an extremely reliable and secure network. With plans from just $25 a month, you'll save a ton of money. And Pure Talk also believes in creating American jobs and supporting small business. So if you're a small business owner, you can save even more while enjoying white glove service. It's a big deal. It's a great company. Stand with companies who share your values. They do exist, and I bring them to you. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, switch to my favorite wireless company right away, Pure Talk. Folks, founded by a veteran, patriotic, based here in America, consumer service like no other. They actually speak fluent English. You're going to save a ton of money. You're getting ripped off, in my view, by AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Now's the time to make the leap. And it's not even a leap. It's just rational. Dial #250, say Mark Levin. That's #250, say Mark Levin. Switch to Pure Talk today, folks. You've heard me talk about it. You've thought about it. Start saving the money. Get the best network out there. Get the most patriotic company in this field, founded by a veteran. They support veterans in so many ways. You're going to save a ton of money. This is the place to go. It really is Pure Talk. They're the best. #250, say Mark Levin. Start the process, less than 10 minutes, and you're going to be done. You're going to get it. You say, why the heck didn't I do this? Exactly. All right, let's take a few calls, I promise, but, you know, the Supreme Court and things of that nature are a big deal to me. So let's take a few calls here, shall we? Yes, we can. All right, let me see here. Let's go to Joel, Naples, Florida, the great WFSX, a great affiliate there. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Good. It's really good to talk to you.
Thank you, Joel.
I spoke to you about 2 weeks ago about Hamas and them being, you know, being able to be released, the hostages, and then what happens to Hamas and their 1,200 or whatever they wanted released. And now we see what's happening in the, you know, the gutted streets of Gaza. And so how do you, and then you have all those Arab nations that are,
I could, look, Joel, just because time is tight, I could be dead wrong, but you're asking me, and I think the only way this is going to get done is if they let the greatest prime minister in the history of Israel, and unfortunately those young men and women in the IDF who've been at it for a long time, to go back in. They're going to have to fight over territory they already conquered, surround these bastards and wipe them out, and let them wipe them out. Let them wipe them out. With our complete 100% backing. And I assume those Arab and Muslim countries are going to want to back them too, now that they're our dear friends. I say that sarcastically, of course. Thank you, my friend, for your call. Let's see if we can slip in. I don't think we're going to have time to slip in one more here. I really don't. I want to thank you, folks, for joining me every evening, or at least 5 days a week, 6 to 9 p.m., When I started in radio, that was considered the worst time to have a radio show. It's now considered one of the greatest. And that's because of what you and I, but you, have blazed over the course of a couple of decades. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine. I hope you're going to be getting your Tomahawk missile soon so you can better defend yourselves. The men and women in Israel and you. Red-blooded Americans, thank God for you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.